The suspect in a deadly shooting in Canton is free after posting bond. 25-year-old Deontay McCollum of Canton appeared for a bond modification hearing today in Stark County Common Police Court, where Judge Natalie Hopp reduced bond to $100,000. She denied a request to lower it from $1 million last month. McCollum was placed in a pretrial release program and will be monitored by GPS. On August 1st, McCollum allegedly shot 19-year-old Braylon Foster of Canton at a barbershop on Mahoning Road Northeast. McCollum's defense attorney says his client claims self-defense, but prosecutors say Foster did not pull a gun on him. McCollum's case is being considered by a grand jury. A house in Alliance is a total loss after a fire swept through it this morning. Around 2 a.m., firefighters were called to the 200 block of East Grant Street. The two-story structure was fully involved upon arrival. Dispatchers said they were told the house was vacant, but may have squatters. Crews tapped a second hydrant after another failed to produce enough water. After the blaze was put out, the house was searched. No one was found inside. Sebring firefighters assisted at the scene. One firefighter was treated for a minor injury. The house was later demolished. There was no word on a cause. Three new routes are available from Akron-Canton Airport to Florida. Breeze Airways began new nonstop service from CAK to Daytona Beach Wednesday. The carrier is launching additional nonstop service to Jacksonville and West Palm Beach today and tomorrow, respectively. One-way fares will start from $49. The Mahoning County Board of Elections has returned Tanya Dean to the November ballot as a candidate for the West Branch Board of Education. Tuesday's decision reversed one in which elections officials said she failed to submit enough valid signatures on her petition. Dean provided three notarized affidavits of three signatures before her name was again placed before voters. The board rejected appeals from incumbent Joseph Courtright and Karen Sue Harris. Courtright failed to complete a circulator statement, and the date on Harris's declaration of candidacy was after signatures were collected. They decertified incumbent David Young after concluding he signed a petition after circulating it. Incumbent Brian Hobbins withdrew Tuesday. Liverpool Township trustees have reinstated David Ward as fire chief, but he is on paid administrative leave pending an investigation. The Morning Journal reports the board made the decision during a special meeting Wednesday. The move to reinstate Ward followed discussions with the township's legal counsel. Trustees fired Ward Tuesday, citing his failure to address separate incidents in which he got into a shouting match with his assistant chief and dismissed two firefighters from a scene. The board is considering outside law firms to handle the investigation. Mike Behan remains acting chief. Security has been increased at East High School in Youngstown after a bomb threat was reported this morning. A spokesman for the Youngstown School District tells WFMJ-TV police immediately responded to the building and it was placed on lockdown. An investigation determined the threat was not credible. Classes are taking place as normal. The district did not say if a suspect has been identified or if charges will be filed. Police say a car crashed into the post office in Cornersburg. Officers were called to the 3300 block of Canfield Road around 9 a.m. today. The building's front doors were damaged, as well as another vehicle. Police say the driver refused treatment. The post office was temporarily closed. The incident is under investigation. A Youngstown man has been sentenced to 23 years in prison. 24-year-old Rayshon Hall pleaded guilty in April to possession with intent to deliver controlled substances, including fentanyl and cocaine. The charges are related to a search of a Park Hill Drive home last October. Hall's 42-year-old father, Alfred, was shot to death and a 43-year-old woman wounded in the home about a month later. No arrests have been made in that case. The search of the home reportedly turned up cocaine, methamphetamine, and $56,000 in cash. Serial numbers on the money matched those on bills used by undercover agents in controlled purchases. Local charges have been dismissed against a man and woman accused of taking the identity of another. Gene Almonte Alvarez and Luis Martinez were arrested early last month at the Boardman BMV location after an employee told police he thought a Social Security card and Puerto Rico birth certificate were fake. The charge was dismissed to allow for an investigation by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The case has been transferred to federal court. North Royalton man indicted in 2018 has requested the U.S. Supreme Court hear his appeal of a decision that found him incompetent to stand trial. 36-year-old Philip Dirachinsky faces charges related to computer fraud, identity theft, wiretapping, and producing child pornography. He's being held in the Mahoning County Jail. Dirachinsky's attorneys argued in 2023 their client was not competent to stand trial. He asked for a new attorney but was ultimately found incompetent. Dirachinsky's appeal was rejected, which he called a violation of his Sixth Amendment right to a lawyer. Investigators say he hacked computers, including those of a subsidiary of the U.S. Department of Energy. The hacks reportedly allowed Dirachinsky to control personal computers. Residents of a Trumbull County community are calling for the mayor's resignation. During a Wednesday meeting in Cortland, they cited waste and misuse of city funds. WKBN-TV reports Mayor Deirdre Petrowski denied the allegations. Residents are circulating a petition asking her to step down with a goal of 1,200 signatures. Last month, City Council voted down legislation to allow Petrowski to enter into an agreement for assistance concerning a recently purchased building. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.